C-O-L-G-A-T-T. Okay, present Bill Stern.
With a sports newsreel.
Bill Stern, the golden safety man, is on. Bill Stern, the golden safety man, is on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern, bringing you the 375th edition of the Cold Cream Sports Newsreel. Trains and fantastic stories. But also interesting, we'd like to pass to our guest tonight is the famous singing star, Morton Downey. But Morton Downey in person, let's begin with Real One. Of a man to remember. This is the story of a man to remember. He's dead now, but as long as stories are told, his story to inspire athletes the world over. There's little use in your trying to get his name. I don't think you can. Supposing you just listen to the story and see how much of it you already know. Like most men, his childhood helped to shape his manhood. For as a young boy, he loved sports. He loved tennis, golf, wrestling, nothing. He loved to ride horseback. Some rode as much as 100 miles a day. I wish I could say he loved all sports, but he hated the game of football. He thought that football was brutal, that it was a waste of time. Yet, curious enough, it was this very 1905 who saved the game of football, for football that year had killed 32 youngsters. And from one end of this nation to the other, there arose a great hue and cry to do away with the game of football. The churches of America banded together to stop this game. States began to pass laws to make football illegal. Seemed that everybody was against football. And yet this one man who hated it, the one man who saved it, it was he who wrote a letter that became famous, a letter that reportedly read, "Yesterday a mother came to see me. Her boy killed a football. And my power to save the game. Said that it would have been her son's wish. He assured me that if the rules of football were changed, there wouldn't be any more deaths. Therefore, I say, if this woman who has suffered such a tragic loss can think so much of the game of football, then the game must be worth saving." That letter made history. The mother was Mrs. Von Gammon. Her son had been killed at the University of Virginia. And yet, because of her and that letter, football was saved. But what about the man who wrote that letter? He was to make history in other ways. For of all the sports, he loved boxing the best. He was a very good boxer himself, and for many years he used to love to put on gloves and box with his friends. In fact, one of his boxing bouts had to be kept a secret, for in this particular boxing bout, he was accidentally struck in the eye, and although the best doctors in the country worked on his eye to try and save it, blood poisoning set in, and the eye had to be removed. Very few people knew that he had only one eye, and yet even fewer people knew when he lost that eye in a boxing bout. It had to be kept quiet, for you see, this man was living in America's most famous house when he lost that eye in a boxing bout. Yeah, this man who lost that eye in a boxing bout was living in the White House when it happened, for he was then the President of the United States. His name was Teddy Roosevelt. There are many legends as to how President Theodore Roosevelt lost his eye in a boxing bout in the White House, but all these legends are agreed that it was an accident in a friendly bout with a friend who just accidentally happened to strike the president in the eye. And there have been many legends as to who that friend was who was boxing with the president when he lost his eye. Some say it was a great fighter named Mike Donovan, who's the father of America's most famous referee, Arthur Donovan. Other legends say it was a naval lieutenant. I doubt whether anybody knows for sure who it was. But the most interesting of all the legends I've heard as to who it was is the legend that the man who was boxing with Teddy Roosevelt when he was accidentally struck in the eye was his cousin, a man who later himself was to become a great president of the United States, a man named Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Profile of a legend among legends. Reel 2. This is the story of an Iowa farm boy who left his plow in the cornfields to become the greatest pitcher in baseball. He is Bob Feller of the Cleveland Indians. When it comes to shaving, the strong-arm, power-packed Feller prefers a light, fluffy shave cream. Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. When I asked Bob if he'd mind telling what he thinks about Colgate Brushless, he replied, "Not any more than I'd mind pitching a shutout game, so here is his letter."
Dear Bill, Colgate Brushless is a straight, fast one with me.
It's a treat to work with this light, fluffy cream that makes my tough whiskers so soft, they shave off slick as fuzz. I spread it on straight from the jar, go over once lightly with my razor, and the old face is smooth as a button. Good luck to you, Bill, and to Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. It really is a winner. Kind regards, Bob Feller.
When stars like Bob Feller go all out for Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, well, you can figure there must be a reason, and there are plenty of reasons. Because Colgate Brushless is not gooey or greasy. It's light and it's fluffy. It spreads easier, faster. Colgate Brushless takes the fight out of the toughest whiskers. It lets your razor cut close and clean without a snag or a pull, and there's no after irritation either. And that's good news for tender skin. And at the finish, Colgate Brushless rinses off your face and razor lickety-split. But look, men, if you're not absolutely sold on Colgate Brushless the very first time that you try it, then you don't have to be out one penny. Just send the carton top back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and I'll see that you get double your money back. You can't lose. So buy Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions tonight. It's light and it's right. Reel 3, Profile of a Marksman. This is a story as told to me of the greatest pistol shot in South America. He lived quite a few years ago, but he left behind him one of the most amazing sports stories of all time. His name was Sergei Eduardo. Eduardo was born in Ecuador. At the age of 23, he won the pistol shooting championship of Ecuador. 1 year later, Eduardo became the champion of all of South America. And because he was the South American champion, Eduardo went on the stage to capitalize on his fame. He went into vaudeville, where his act consisted of showing what a truly great pistol shot he was. And for the finale of his act, he'd stand on one side of the stage, place his wife on the opposite side, and shoot a cigarette out of her mouth. That is, he used to, until one day he accidentally missed. That time he accidentally shot his wife, shot her in the head, and killed her. There was some talk of murder after it happened, but that died down, and Eduardo was forgotten for a while. That is, he was forgotten until one day he again turned up in vaudeville with a new act. He said that now he was an expert knife thrower. And shortly after that, he began to make his living in vaudeville by throwing knives. He remarried. Immediately, Eduardo took his new wife into his vaudeville act. They did a knife-throwing act together. That is, they did until one day, again, he accidentally missed. They found his new wife dead on the stage with a knife through her heart. Again, the police arrested Eduardo for murder, but once again, they could prove nothing. And so, once again, he was released. After that, according to the story, nobody saw much of Eduardo. He never again appeared in vaudeville, although some years later, he did get a job with the circus. He got a job as an acrobat, and he was a good acrobat, too. He used to work on the high trapeze, performing the most dangerous tricks in the circus. By this time, Eduardo had married for the third time, and his wife worked with him in his act. It was one of the most thrilling trapeze acts ever seen. For the finale of the act came when Eduardo, high up in the air, would hook his feet onto a trapeze, reach out his arms to catch his wife as she dove from another trapeze into his arms. It was a death-defying leap. Each night the crowds would hold their breath as Eduardo's wife dove through the air, only to be caught at the last moment by her husband. One night, as usual, Eduardo was ready. His wife was ready. The ringmaster began his speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the death-defying leap. Notice, there is no net beneath them. Nothing to stop her fall should he miss her. The most terrific acrobatic somersault ever attempted in midair. Are you ready? All right, here she comes!
Eduardo braced his feet in his trapeze. He hung in midair, waiting for his wife to dive down towards him. Now she was ready. She left her perch. She was somersaulting through the air. Her body was dropping down like a shot. Closer and closer she came to Eduardo. He reached out his arms to grab her. His fingers touched her fingers. And then... Eduardo had missed. His wife dropped to her death. And once again, Eduardo was arrested for murder. But once again, the police could prove nothing. And once again, he was released. And that's the story as told to me of Sergei Eduardo, who began his march to fame as the pistol-shooting champion of South America, but became far more famous as the man who was accused of murdering his three wives. But Eduardo is not remembered as the man who was accused of murdering three of his wives. Oh, no. No, he is far better remembered
is the man who invented and built the first electric chair in South America. But the strangest part of this story is that later he was convicted of his first wife's murder, and he was put to death in the very electric chair that he himself had invented. Profile of a man who began as a champion. Real Four, in just a moment, we'll bring you our guest, the famous singing star, Morton Downey. Before we bring you Morton Downey, here is Arthur Gary.
Headliners in all branches of sports paid tribute to Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. Yes, champs like Walker Cooper in baseball, Joe Lapchick in basketball, Joe Falcaro bowling, Gene Saracen golf, and other great stars are sold solid on Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. I'd like to lay a wager that you'll be sold, too, first time you try this light, fluffy cream that softens even the toughest beard down to the skin line, so your razor can give you top-notch performance every time. At the finish, Colgate Brushless Shave Cream rinses off in a flash because it's not gooey or greasy. And the end result, men, is that you can kiss the missus with a face that does you proud. Smooth, comfortable, no after irritation. Get Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions, tonight. And enjoy champion shaving performance tomorrow. And now, back to Bill Stern and Morton Downey.
Reel 5, Colgate's camera close-up of Morton Downey. Here is one of the favorite singing stars of the nation. Morton Downey opens tonight at New York's Waldorf Astoria. And he's appearing on this program through the courtesy of his sponsor, the Coca-Cola Company. Here he is in person, the famous singing star, Morton Downey.
Good evening. Hello, Bill. You know, tonight I'm not going to sing. And, Bill, I'm not going to talk about sports in the accepted manner either. I'd just like to say a few words, though, about the greatest sports writer, I think, of them all. A man who wrote with his heart instead of his typewriter. He was one of the most understanding guys I've ever met. And Billy had an uncanny insight into what constitutes good theater. He encouraged many performers to stick it out when they thought they lacked talent, and others to keep punching when they thought they were washed up. And you know, his advice paid off. I've marveled many times at his ability to listen to tunes and to pick those which would become hits. Frequently, he'd come to me with a list of songs and say, Mort, here's some surefire hits, or here's a tune that would be great for you. I remember several months ago, for instance, he wrote me a note which said, be sure to record Rumors Are Flying. It can't miss. Well, I didn't share his opinion. A lot of other people didn't, but the hit parade confirmed it. He often said that when he was gone, he'd like to live on in the memory of his friends. And he sure has. None of us who knew him will ever forget Damon Runyon. And so, Bill, before I say goodnight, I want to tell you that I think it's swell that people from all over the country are contributing to his memory. And I know many people in all walks of life will approve when I say, please, Bill, send my check for this broadcast to the Damon Runyon Memorial Fund.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Morton Downey. It's a beautiful tribute, Mort. And that is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday evening, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be one of the most famous entertainers in the world, Rudy Vallee. So be sure and be with us next Friday evening, same time, same stations, when we bring you as our special guest from Hollywood, the famous radio star, Mr. Rudy Vallee. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, had lots to say. He told you tales of sports heroes, the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
There's a worldwide shortage of fats and oils. Therefore, ladies, don't let a single speck of waste fat go down the drain. It's needed for making soap. So, won't you please save every drop of fat that you can? Your butcher will gladly pay you a high price for this waste fat. Put it in a tin, and remember to turn it in. Morton Downey appeared on this program courtesy of the Coca-Cola Company and is opening at the Waldorf Astoria tonight. The Bill Stern Show tonight came to you from New York.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.